We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, Earth Protecting viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for our better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Altea Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Sha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Rekem Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, two organizations joined to improve internet access in Central Africa. In environmental news, a United Kingdom documentary suggests that pesticides are causing billions of bees to disappear. In health news, Tai Chi has a number of benefits for people with diabetes. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 21st, Spanish virtuoso, guitarist, and composer, Mr. Francisco de Asís Tárrega y Exea, also known as Francisco Tárrega, was born in 1852 in Villarreal, Spain. He is considered the father of modern classical guitar playing. His tremolo music is much loved, in particular, Memories of Alhambra. Tremolo is rapid repetition of a single note. Mr. Tárrega was a professor of guitar at Madrid Conservatory and gave recitals throughout Europe. He was known as an outstanding arranger for guitar, having transcribed works from Beethoven, Chopin, Mozart, and more. May elegant and uplifting music, such as that composed and played by Mr. Francisco de Asís Tárrega y Exea, continue to bring us glimpses of the heavenly realm.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Pakistan. Early on October 23rd, a 6.2 magnitude tremor struck the high-altitude Hindu Kush area between Pakistan and northeast Afghanistan, sending tremors that were felt as far away as Kabul, Afghanistan, and New Delhi, India. A landslide was triggered, taking at least 5 lives in remote northern Pakistan.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000 in emergency aid, requesting that our association members please go to help the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $188,000 in emergency aid in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, the following is our Formosan Association's relief team's report via foreign group.
November 16, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding relief work in Pakistan. We departed for Pakistan on November 13th, as soon as we received our visas, covering our own travel and related expenses of approximately $1,900. Many homes had collapsed, and the total number of affected families is around 5,000. Those residing in the plain were sheltered in temporary camps organized by the army and have daily supplies from the Red Cross.
So we focus our effort on remote mountainous areas inhabited by approximately 1,500 to 2,000 families. With Master's contribution of $10,000 and the help of a coordinator for disaster relief, we have purchased flour, beans, rice, and cooking oil for 1,000 families. We shall deliver them with the escort of military. Meanwhile, we received a phone call from a resident in Sawat Valley asking for help due to food shortage. We will go to her area to deliver relief aid. We estimate that the number of families in need is around 500 to 1,000, and extra funding will be necessary for this urgent request.
We appreciate Master's love and protection so much, which make our trip very smooth. We will continue to provide updated information. With much love, Formosan Relief Team.
Upon receiving this information, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her love and prayers and pledged an extra $10,000 in assistance, which could acquire an additional $188,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Pakistan. Our gratefulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and to her association's foreign group for providing this report.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt care that brings comfort to the distressed, and we also convey gratitude to our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors to help. May Allah bless the people of Pakistan with continued recuperation as humanity's increased kindness helps to restore our planetary stability.
Mm-hmm. month's rainfall in 24 hours floods the UK. On Thursday, November 19th, parts of Wales, Scotland, and especially Cumbria County in northwest England were deluged with up to 330 millimeters of rain in a 24-hour period, along with gusting winds of 90 miles per hour. At least 11 persons were initially missing, with policeman Bill Barker later found perished as rivers burst their banks and a bridge collapsed. Hundreds had to be rescued from flooded homes in Cumbria as waters reached levels as high as 2.5 meters, and many others were evacuated to emergency shelters. The Royal Air Force conducted helicopter search and rescue operations, while mountain rescue workers used boats to help transport residents to safer areas. On November 20th, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged £10,000 to buy urgent items for the family of P.C. Barker and other missing persons' families to bring help and comfort while conveying her sorrow and prayers. Royal Air Force and all other rescue personnel, we are thankful for your courageous and dedicated efforts. We also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's prompt and loving support of the British people. Our condolences to the family of PC Bill Barker as we pray for the safety of those missing and for a smooth recovery to productive daily life for the storm afflicted. May we strive to minimize such unfortunate events through our greater harmony with the environment.
Storm unsettles northwestern U.S. On the evening of Wednesday, November 18th, snowfall in the mountains along with powerful wind gusts and heavy rains at lower altitudes triggered flood watches and warnings as trees were uprooted and power lines downed in and near Seattle, Washington, USA. Multiple utility crews responded to restore power to thousands of people, including residents of the surrounding counties of Grays Harbor County, the San Juan Islands, Snohomish, and Thurston. Our gratitude, utility and other personnel, for your quick actions to restore normal conditions to the afflicted regions. With heaven's blessings, may such weather extremities subside with humanity's gentler eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lisbon Treaty brings new posts. As part of the recently ratified charter set to take effect on December 1st, leaders of the European Union member states came together in Brussels, Belgium on Thursday, November 19th to elect candidates to two newly created positions.
This is the new leadership team of Europe we are presenting at this historic press conference. After years of discussions, preparations, getting everything in place, we can finally see that we will get the Lisbon Treaty in place by 1st of December, and today we decided who the people should be to lead Europe into the future.
Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy was voted to fill the post of Permanent European Council President, while British Baroness Catherine Ashton was chosen to become the first High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy.
I promise to do what I can to ensure that, as High Representative, I represent our values, as the new President has said, across the world, and do, in my own way, the best that I can for Europe.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies Van Rompuy and Baroness Ashton, for your promising new roles. May your dedicated work be a blessing to all.
Co-worker saved from drowning. In Nebraska, USA, district worker Bob Hyman found himself pulled underwater by the force of a flow going into an 18-inch pipe he had been cleaning. Co-workers Mr. Mike Susek and Mr. Sam Barleen immediately came to his aid, working to keep his head above water as they tried to free his leg from the pipe. When Mr. Barleen went for help, Mr. Susek stayed to keep his friend from submerging beneath the chilling 40-degree Fahrenheit water. Following the efforts of arriving rescue personnel, Mr. Hyman was flown to hospital, where he is recovering well from hypothermia and a leg injury. District General Manager John Miyoshi expressed his thankfulness for the outcome, saying, "We're like a large family. We are always concerned with the safety of each other." Our admiring salute, Mr. Mike Susek and Mr. Sam Barleen, for your courageous and enduring efforts, as well as all the rescue personnel for freeing Mr. Bob Hyman from danger. Wishing him a soon recovery to complete health, and all of you many cherished moments in the heartwarming company of family and friends. To recognize their selfless deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Susek and Mr. Barleen with the Shining World Hero Award.
Spanish boat and crew members freed. Spanish Prime Minister Jose Luis Rodriguez Zapatero confirmed the release of the Alacrana and the safety of her 36-member crew. The 16 Spaniards, 8 Indonesians and other nationals from Ghana, Côte d'Ivoire, Madagascar, Senegal and the Seychelles were freed following their detainment for 6 weeks off the coast of Somalia. We are relieved to know of the entire crew's safety. May they soon be enveloped in the comfort and love of family and friends.
Save our planet, supporting farm practices that nourish life. A drought that is being called one of the worst in 6 decades has caused crop fields to wilt throughout Mexico and city water supplies to be rationed. With officials saying that to conserve water, more regulation is needed to restrain livestock activities, the Veracruz state government organized a conference in Orizaba on November 16th to address the interrelated issues of climate change and meat production. Veracruz Environment Coordinator Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferrares invited Supreme Master Ching Hai, who attended the meeting via video conference, to address the concerns as they related to Mexico and beyond.
It's easy to see that if we stopped this raising of animals for meat, the weather patterns would be quickly restored along with the land. In the interview, the president of the Cattlemen Confederation mentioned the need for more government subsidies for cattle raising. But what we actually need are subsidies for life-giving practices, not the ones that take the life away from the animals, take away life from us, and take away life from our future generations, and take the life from our one and only planet. The government could easily subsidize organic farming instead, which would provide abundant benefit for all the people of Mexico and even would remove 40% of the atmospheric carbon if all tillable land on Earth were organically farmed. For yourself and your children, please ask everyone be veg, go green, and save the planet.
The Mexican media reported about this climate change video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, with the following being an excerpt from an article written for En Política Zona Central.
La meta es disminuir la contaminación que perjudica al planeta Tierra, y esto se puede lograr quitando el metano de la atmósfera. La propuesta de reducir los gases es dejando de producir las grandes cantidades de ganado que se producen actualmente, pues este genera el 35% del gas que llega a la atmósfera de la Tierra. Por ese motivo, la Asociación Ambientalista promueve alternativas para evitar el consumo de carne animal, así como un estilo noble de vida. De ahí la importancia de asistir a la videoconferencia con la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai.
Respectful thanks concerned government officials of Mexico and participants of this conference. We join in appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's shared thoughts and genuine concern for all countries and inhabitants of the planet. May we be veg, go green and save the planet to offer our next generation's life, abundant natural resources and a peaceful future.
Save our planet. China's lakes are disappearing. Experts report that more than 1,000 lakes have vanished in the past 50 years, with an average of 20 that are now drying up annually. In Hubei Province, once known as the land of 1,000 lakes, only 34% of the total water area remains.
In addition, more than 80% of the lakes along Lower Yangtze River are affected by excessive algae growth, a condition associated with nitrogen runoff from livestock manure and pesticides that suffocates aquatic life. Although the government has allocated funds for cleanup, the researchers are advocating a halt to the discharge of such pollutants, including livestock production.
Our appreciation, all Chinese scientists, for alerting us to this disturbing change, drying, and pollution of the Earth's precious water bodies. Let us quickly change this picture by switching to sustainable lifestyles that include the Earth-renewing organic plant-based diet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed these planet-wide tolls while highlighting the effective and necessary solution as during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Many tens of thousands of rivers and great lakes are dying, dead, gone, or going. And I don't know how many more we must wait for to die in order for us to wake up. The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. We have to do something to avoid the tragedy that is already happening to billions of other people. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food. And 3 billion people are short of water. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent. Create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now.
Save our planet. India announces the revised National Ambient Air Quality Standards, which encourage the use of cleaner fuels by imposing uniform rules on pollution and air quality for both industrial and residential areas.
Save Our Planet, a study by the UK-based Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, shows that fishing methods threaten to extinguish certain avian species, such as albatross, with a record number that die from getting tangled in the fishing lines.
Save Our Planet. The mobile greenwash is gaining favorable comments from customers in Malaysia as the company travels door-to-door offering a waterless car wash service that is eco-friendly and uses safe, biodegradable products.
Save Our Planet. At a meeting in Rome, Italy, Swiss environmental officials speak of the need to protect forests for their important role in mitigating climate change, noting that these protective abilities have begun to diminish with rising temperatures and drought.
Hi there, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, a vegetarian. For a tip on maintaining steady energy levels, I would like to suggest eating several small meals throughout the day rather than a few large meals. That way the sugar levels in your bloodstream stay more constant and it will help keep you feeling alert. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In technology news, increased internet accessibility is planned for Africa. Supported by a partnership between the World Bank Group, headquartered in Washington, D.C., USA, and the African Development Bank, based in Tunisia, the $215 million program will assist in developing high-speed, low-cost internet. The 10-year Central African Backbone Project will begin with Cameroon, Chad, and Central African Republic, and later include 8 other countries. Our gratitude, World Bank and African Development Bank, for your commitment to enhance technology in Central Africa. May your people receive the vital information needed to make earth-saving decisions.
Environmental news, a United Kingdom documentary investigates the disappearance of honeybees. Vanishing of the Bees, produced by New Black Films in association with Blink Films, follows a group of American beekeepers affected by colony collapse disorder. It suggests that pesticides are one of the major causes of the demise of billions of honeybees around the globe. With an estimated one-third of the world's crops pollinated by bees, the contribution that these industrious beings make to our life on Earth is immeasurable. Our thankfulness, all filmmakers involved, for clearly showing the dire situation faced by our sweet bee co-inhabitants. May people around the planet soon turn to organic vegan lifestyles so that all of God's precious and interlinked creation may be sustained for eons to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Tai Chi helps people with diabetes improve their energy and mental health. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In health news, Tai Chi is shown to help people with diabetes lower blood glucose levels. A joint study by Dr. Beverly Roberts of the College of Nursing at the University of Florida in the United States and Dr. Ryung Song of Chung-Han National University in South Korea found that individuals with type 2 diabetes who participated in a Tai Chi program for 6 months had a decrease in their fasting glucose levels. Improved mental health and energy were also reported. The research was published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. Our many thanks Dr. Beverly Roberts and Dr. Ryu Song for highlighting some of the benefits of this ancient mind-body exercise form. May the well-being and vitality of all be maintained through healthy habits.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Norwegian entitled Baby Rap.
En sykepleier holdt på å demonstrere hvordan man skal pakke inn en baby. Da snudde en ung asiatisk par seg mot henne og sa, «Du mener at vi skal pakke inn babyen som en vårrull?» «Ja», svarte sykepleieren, «det en god sammenligning. Men jeg vet ikke hvordan man lager vårruller», sa en annen mor. «Kan jeg da pakke inn babyen min som en burrito?»
And now for our viewers' hotline.
با سپاس فراوان و خسته نباشید به همه همکاران عزیز. من خیلی از شبکه شما راضی هستم و برنامه های شما را میبینم، به خصوص برنامه ادیان و بزرگان گیاهخوار. برای همه انسان ها دعا میکنم، به خصوص برای آنها که به کمک احتیاج دارند، و از استاد اعظم چینکای به خاطر سخنان زیبا و درست متشکر هستم. امیدوارم همه انسان ها به سعادت و آرامش توأم با تلاش برسند. به امید آن روز، Kamran از ایران.
Hi Kamran, it's wonderful to get your heartfelt note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you.
Blessed Kamran, indeed we all wish that inner peace and happiness will manifest more into our world, and that the day will come soon when we all share that together. Pray Allah that so will be. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial peace and love be showered upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Concluding his Asian tour, U.S. President Barack Obama met with President Lee Myung-bak in South Korea, where the two leaders pledged their commitment and economic assistance to a nuclear-free North Korea.
At the Arab Youth Media Forum held in Amman, Jordan, Palestinian photojournalist Nayef Hashlamoun is named as the 2009 Best Press Photographer.
A charity list of U.S. celebrities finds that the late Paul Newman was a top donor among other such generous givers as Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Mel Gibson, Oprah Winfrey, Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Smith, and Jada Pinkett Smith, and Drew Barrymore.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a recall of nearly 4,000 pounds of meat and poultry due to lack of safety inspections, as well as a separate recall of ground beef possibly contaminated by E. coli.
As relations with China continue to warm, universities in Formosa or Taiwan plan to enroll mainland Chinese students as early as 2010, following approval of the parliament.
Jamaica is admitted as the 25th member of the Rio Group, an international organization of Latin American and Caribbean nations.
As part of its ongoing humanitarian operations in Yemen, the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority distributes 800 food packages to victims of civil war at the Al-Mazouk camp in northern Yemen.
American award-winning recording artist and actress Madonna raises more than $11 million to fund her school charity, Raising Malawi, as well as an organization for less fortunate Brazilian children, Success for Kids.
A first international flight in 15 years lifts off from the airport in Grozny, Chechnya, carrying 200 pilgrims traveling to the Muslim holy site in Saudi Arabia.
Commending China's achievements in the field, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration Chief Charles Bolden affirms NASA's readiness to work together in space exploration.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.